Books on Tape presents What Would the Founders Say? A Patriot's Answer to America's Most Pressing Problems by Larry Schweikert. Read by Sean Pratt. Introduction. In February 2009, when the Democrat-dominated U.S. Congress, with the blessing of newly inaugurated President Barack Obama, hurled more than $787 billion at the U.S. recession in an effort to stimulate job growth, the results were unexpected, to say the least. Almost immediately, thanks to comments by Rick Santelli of CNBC, who called for a new Tea Party to stop the spending and taxes, spontaneous public gatherings throughout the nation demanded a change of course. "The government is promoting bad behavior," Santelli said. What was needed was a referendum on whether to reward bad behavior. "How many of you want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage? Who has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills?" he asked a group of traders in a speech on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade. The traders booed. Santelli noted that Cuba used to have mansions and a relatively decent economy, but they moved from the individual to the collective. "We're thinking of having a tea party in July." Santelli's words instantly connected with millions of Americans, certainly by most polls a majority, who thought that the so-called stimulus bill, often called the Porculus bill for all the pet projects it contained, was not only unnecessary, but represented everything that was wrong with American government. This included too much regulation, too much spending, and above all, too much taxation. The T in Tea Party, in fact, stood for taxed enough already. Without any significant funding from any established political party or organization, Tea parties consisting of Democrats, Republicans,